We're thrilled to be joined in studio by Jim McAlpine with the 420 Games. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
Tell us what the heck the 420 Games are.
All right. The 420 Games are athletic events to destigmatize healthy and responsible cannabis use.
So when you hear 420 Games, automatically you think of the stereotypical, like, longest bong rip, joint rolling competitions.
Something to do with hacky sack.
Yes. None of these things.
No. Actually, it really is a serious athletic event. And through athleticism, we're trying to change the perception of what a cannabis user is. So we're all going out there. No one really smokes at the event. And it's an athletic event before a stonery event.
Before we get any further, it's this weekend in Golden Gate Park.
This weekend, Saturday, August 15th at Golden Gate Park.
And this is perfect timing for me. I just came back from South Carolina visiting my folks. My folks are in their 70s, conservative Austrian parents. And as we were talking, I let it be known that I had smoked pot when I went on that trip to Amsterdam. I got stoned with some guys from California. And my father lost his mind and went on a tirade of what a stoner, what a person who smokes pot is.
Ooh.
And he said they're lazy, sucking off the earth, sucking off our taxes. Like, he has this belief that stoners are something that I'm completely unfamiliar with.
There are a lot of people that do that just so happen to also use cannabis, but that's not because of the plant.
So how can this change my dad's perspective?
Well, I mean, if you think of some of the people like Steve Jobs, five of the last six presidents, Richard Branson, Oprah, some of the most powerful and intelligent people in the world use cannabis. I use cannabis. I'm an athlete, and I use cannabis every day. I'm an executive. I use cannabis every day. You know, I don't know how else to put it. It really isn't the plant. It's how you choose to live your life, and you can do anything in excess.
Well, the medicinal purposes or properties, I should say, of cannabis seem to be growing, like, every day. And it seems, even in professional athletics, I mean, there's a lot of NFL players that are stoners. One guy who comes to mind, Joe Rogan, you know, he's really involved with UFC and MMA. I mean, that guy probably ingests more cannabis and THC than any man on earth.
I'll go head-to-head with Joe if he wants to. Not in the ring, though. No, I'm glad you said that. UFC and MMA is one of the biggest sports that uses cannabis for recovery. I actually have a professional top-level UFC fighter that'll be running this Saturday named Kyle Kingsbury. He was a coach on The Ultimate Fighter,
cool.
One of those reality TV shows. But no, it's one of the biggest sports. Also, marathoners and ultra-marathoners, where you kind of need to get up in your head when you're doing long-distance sports. Big time.
You've certainly changed my perception, because I'm a terrible pot smoker. I've never really smoked pot, because when I do, it just incapacitates me. Why is it that there's some people like me that literally can't function? I crawled in the bathtub and I put the shower on my head and I called 911.
No, it is funny, because I don't preach that everybody should use cannabis. I think it affects everybody differently. But honestly, with the science behind it now that it's becoming legal, I think you know what you're putting into your body a lot better than in the past, when you're just getting something out of a bag that you have no idea where it came from.
And as a fairly inexperienced runner, if I run on Saturday, how far am I running and how fast do I have to beat some of you people?
So it is a 4.20-mile run. It's a fun run walk, actually. So you can walk or run. My 6-year-old daughter comes out and walks the course.
Nice.
But we do the 4.20 miles for a reason. It's a 5K run is 3.1 miles. So we run one more mile than that to say, hey, we're going to run one more mile, because we are not actually stoners.
Tell us what you say to someone who's going to hear this and say, I can't believe he's bringing his 6-year-old daughter to be around all these potheads.
You know, I think making something normal makes children and the youth look at it in a different way. So I think normalizing cannabis and talking to kids about it versus whispering about it, where they hear you say the word and then kind of turn your head, is going to make children, as they grow up, have a different perception of it. It's not an evil thing. It's not an illegal thing.
It's taboo.
Yeah, exactly. It's like talking to your kids about sex. If you don't do it, someone in the schoolyard's going to do it. So why not be the first person to step up and do it?
You should be a spokesperson for all of cannabis. You are, like, coherent, and you're all of the things that the stereotypes are not.
You should call my dad.
Yeah, you should talk with Renee's dad.
Let's call your dad.
Hey, jumping back real quick to the kind of medicinal properties. So when does an athlete use cannabis? Is it before they compete, or after they compete, or while they compete?
Great question. There's a huge use afterwards. There's medicinal purposes for recovery. You can use THC or cannabis gel and rub it onto your skin externally to help with pain and joints and all that kind of stuff. Mm. I personally use it during my athleticism. I'm a swimmer, and I actually get bored in the gym and when I'm swimming. And if I use a little bit of cannabis, I don't ingest so much that I'm high out of my head, but it keeps me in the pool longer. It keeps me focused and just gives me a degree of more athletic drive.
And you're not just a swimmer. You just did the escape from Alcatraz. I mean, you're serious with the – you swam across the bay the other day.
And I was on cannabis when I did it. Yeah, I did. And I did not win the race or make any time records, but it was my first swim, and it was amazing. And, I use cannabis like a supplement to – I'm an ADD guy, so it keeps my mind focused on a task so I can continue to focus versus get bored and move on
That's
to the
better
next
than
one.
Ritalin. Yeah.
Absolutely, much better. That's another one. I'm glad you said that. You know, there's so many uses for cannabis that – the prescription drug industry does not want us to be talking about, but the layers are getting peeled back quickly right now, which is a beautiful thing.
Real quick, you said something that interests me. A THC gel, when you rub it on your skin, does that get you high, or can you? That doesn't have any effect?
No. It's actually more of something called a CBD that's in it. It's another property of cannabis, but it's not really a psychoactive that helps with the topical stuff and the pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jim McAlpine, 420 games this Saturday in Golden Gate Park. Tell us the website for folks for more details.
It's www.420games.org. And so you know how it all works on this weekend. Everybody comes out and runs the race in the morning. It starts at 8:30. But every person that crosses the finish line over the age of 21, we're sponsored by Lagunitas Brewery. So there'll be 2 free hours of beer tasting, limited edition Lagunitas beer for all finishers over 21. And then we've got an international reggae superstar, Pato Bonton, at Golden Gate Park this weekend.
That's excellent. And the cops out in Golden Gate Park are going to leave you alone?
The cops at Golden Gate Park are some of the coolest people I've talked to. When I went in there and said, hey, we're doing this cannabis event, can we have some extra officers? They looked at me and laughed and said, cannabis is the last thing we're worried about, brother.
And frankly, it would have been hypocritical having just been at Outside Lands this weekend if they had done anything else but that.
I was there myself, and I agree with you.
Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks. That was great.